Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Might jump into the mailbox here in a moment with a prison-related email for you, Mark. But first, let's talk about a sex offender, somebody who's on one of those lists. You know, every one of the 50 states has them, the sex offender registries, where if you are guilty of a so-called sex offense, your name goes into this searchable registry, and you can go and type in your zip code or type in your address on some internet website and find out who on your street or who in your neighborhood is a so-called sex offender. And it's sold to the population, it's sold to the public with the idea of, well, it'll help keep your kids safe.
Keep it, yeah, right. Who more would you want to keep your kids safe from than sex offenders? I mean, they're crawling all over the place, they're raping women and children. We've got to watch out for these guys.
Which, of course, isn't really true. It doesn't help keep your kids safe unless you want to lock them in your house at all times. Especially it doesn't keep them safe from the people who have offended sexually but haven't been arrested for it. The ones that haven't been caught who
apparently
are
apparently the good sex offenders.
Well, the ones that are more effective, I suppose, yes. And so, no, it doesn't keep your kids safe, but what it does effectively do is out a bunch of people for maybe some mistakes they made in their past and prevent them from living them down, prevent them from moving on in their lives. And in many cases, it has gone so far as to have been absolutely tragic in that some so-called sex offenders have been targeted for murder by some vigilantes out there.
Right, and that has happened. And in some cases, people are called sex offenders for not being sex offenders.
Like peeing in public.
Right. They absolutely can go relieve yourself behind a tree someplace and get slapped with a sex offense.
For some reason, I don't really equate that to child molestation. Not the same to me,
and
but
it seems
they're
like,
treated the same.
It seems like all the sex offenders I've ever met have always claimed that this is sort of their story, that they, you know, they were 16, 17, 18, and they were having relations with a 15-year-old girl or whatever. But this story is about a guy who's claiming that, and likely the reporter who wrote it checked it out. I mean, you'd hate to be the reporter who wrote this story and you didn't check it out. So
sure.
I would think that they checked this out. It says, sex offender says neighbor's actions constitute harassment. This is from the FDLReporter.com. One neighbor's call to action has another neighbor charging that he's being harassed. Convicted sex offender Mike Allen said that he silently stood by for the year he was lived on Macy Street as his next-door neighbors harassed him and made references to the fact that he is a convicted sex offender, including instances when they called him a rapist and a pedophile.
Oh, my.
Court records show that Allen was convicted in 1998 of second-degree sexual assault of a child for receiving oral sex from a 15-year-old girl.
Sorry, that doesn't qualify as a rape, nor does that qualify as being a pedophile.
The records show that Allen was 16 at the time. You know, this could have happened to me.
Did they convict the girl, too?
No, absolutely not.
Huh.
It occurred in 1997.
Did he have a gun to her head?
No guns were mentioned. No.
Huh.
In a victim statement included with court documents, a 15-year-old girl said that it was her idea. She also...
Well, that sounds like she raped him, then.
Perhaps. I mean,
if he's
was under 18, right?
Right, if he's going to be guilty of rape, then why shouldn't she be guilty of rape? Or assault.
She also wrote that she didn't think it was Allen's fault or that he should get in any trouble at all. On July 10,
the state didn't care about what she thought, huh?
Yeah. On July 10, Allen said his neighbors took the harassment to a level at which he couldn't quietly stand by anymore. Now, this guy apparently just took it, which is admirable.
What else is he
going
to do?
I suppose he could. That kind of ridicule could make a man go crazy.
He doesn't want to go back to jail. He can't do anything to them.
You can back a guy into a corner to the point that his level of desperation just reaches beyond where he's able to handle it.
And good, I mean, he's an amazing guy for being able to put up with it as long as he did.
Yeah. So that day, Allen said he learned that copies of his sex offender information had been posted around the neighborhood.
This is typical. This happens frequently.
Right away, Allen said, and apparently they don't take the whole story. They just just the charge.
No, they just want to let you know that there's a sex offender living in the neighborhood. It doesn't behoove them to tell the story. They probably don't even know what the details are.
right away, Alan said he knew his neighbors, and they list them off here, were responsible for the postings, not knowing what his rights were. Alan said he called the sex offender registry and asked some questions. Alan said he was told by sex offender registry officials that an offender's record in the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry website is public information, but only public officials are allowed to post signs and make community notifications about sex offenders. Alan said that he also told that in order to remove the signs from the businesses where they were posted, he'd have to go into the business and ask for permission to take the sign down. An added embarrassment since he'd have to explain the business owners his situation and that he was, in fact, a sex offender.
Sure.
After peeling down the signs, Alan headed to the neighborhood police department to file a complaint. The next day, police questioned Schultz about
the neighbor
about the postings, and she admitted she'd put the signs up.
Busybody. Useless.
Von der Luch police wrote out harassment citations for his neighbors, indicating in the police report that their conduct served no useful purpose. The report also said that Alan was following the rules of the sex offender registry system and not breaking any laws. It appeared to be the intent of the suspects to force him to move from the area, said the police. Schultz said that he was disgusted and upset when she learned that her neighbor was a sex offender. She posted the signs to let the community know about him. I figured people had a right to know.
I'd like to ask her when the first time her first sexual encounter was.
The thing is she didn't look into it. And here's the biggest problem. The problem isn't, as far as I'm concerned, that somebody went about posting up signs that there's a sex offender in the neighborhood. My problem with it is that this guy was designated as a sex offender at all.
Absolutely.
I
have a problem with the sex offender registry, period.
I understand, but if we managed to, if we didn't just charge people willy-nilly, if in fact it was only instances where people were hurt that we charged people with sex crimes.
Mm-hmm. Like rape or child molestation.
Right. Then you would know what you're dealing with. And as far as I'm concerned, there needs to be a time limit, a year cushion, as it were. As far as I'm concerned, it's okay if you have sex with an 8-year-old.
What?
If you're 9.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that makes perfectly good sense. I'm not saying that should happen, but should it be a crime?
No.
Should anybody go to jail?
No.
Should the 9-year-old be branded as a sex offender because he or she happens to be older than the 8-year-old?
No.
None of that stuff makes any sense. Now, if you're talking 8 and 18,
yes,
that's a problem. I get it.
Sure.
If you're talking about 14 and 34, I can see a problem. Although there likely have been some famous people in history that got married at those ages. But, you know, the problem here with the 15- and 16-year-old, where the 15-year-old girl wrote in court, entered in court documents that she didn't think there was any problem here.
Who brought the charges? The state brought the charges,
obviously. Of course they did.
Did she just spill the beans to her mom, and mom went to the state?
I don't know.
That's usually what happens.
Even though she didn't originally know the details of Alan's sex offender charges, she said that even as a 16-year-old, he should have known better and not had consensual contact with a 15-year-old.
Oh, what a load of crap.
Yeah. So that's it.
That is the biggest, one of the most absurd things I've heard so far tonight.
Well, Schultz called her harassment charges bogus.
So what's going to happen here to these people? I mean, are they going to have anything done about these harassment charges? Is this like a misdemeanor, or do you have any idea about harassment charges? I can't imagine it's a felony.
No,
harassment charges,
citation, I'm sure. Right.
So great. So they're going to pay a couple $100 to the state, and guy's had his name smeared all over the neighborhood.
That's what's so funny about these instances is, you get a fine, these people get a fine, but it doesn't do anything for this guy that they harassed.
Right. They should have to go around the neighborhood and knock on every single door and apologize for what they did.
And have to pull down all their signs
and
get them out of those businesses.
Right. Just a sad story.
Yeah, it's just crazy stuff.
He should have known better. He was 16 years old. He was more mature than she was.
That's ludicrous.
Talk to any man who's ever been
16. Talk to any woman. Don't they always tell us that that girls mature more quickly
than
boys?
Sure they do.
So apparently she had a leg up on him. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if she was perhaps more mature, maybe she has the mind of a 17-year-old, and apparently it was her idea. I don't see the problem here.
Well, now the problem is, as you said, with the sex offender registries, not just that they mix in people who urinate in public or have consensual sex with rapists and child molesters. That's problem number one. Problem number two is the sex offender registry itself, because it is the tip of a very dangerous, very tyrannical iceberg a very privacy-invading situation in this country where we're now seeing more registries come out. It's not just sex offenders now. There's a New York State drug dealer registry on the way. Tennessee's already doing it. We'll give you the details coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order to Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're both for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. We were talking about sex offenders, and we'll get back into it. Not necessarily about the sex offenders, but the new types of registries that they're coming out with. Now, they're moving beyond sex offenders and moving into the world of drug dealers. We'll talk about that, but first to the phones and to the fun, let's talk with Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Justin.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that this whole chipping kids thing with the RFID is they're selling it very similar to how they sold ADD to the public, how they sold the dangerous mind-altering drugs that they use on kids to the public.
How so?
Well, it's similar kind of selling. Protect your kids, you know, it's similar, like your kids have a serious problem like ADD, learning disorders. Now, I
well,
remember,
how does having a serious problem have anything to do with chipping a child?
Well, I look at it this way, okay? They sold ADD in a similar way to scare parents into doing something.
Right. I see that you can scare a parent in the same way that you would chip a pet so that you can find them more easily.
That would be a much better analogy to say that they're selling it in the same way they're chipping pets, because you don't want to lose your pet, similarly you don't want to lose your kid and that sort of thing.
Maybe I was wrong about that, but the one thing else I want to talk about is the fact that I'm a member of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights.
Okay.
I'm an activist and not against the drugging of children. What they're doing in public schools is very harsh.
I agree with that. If your kid acts out in class, they recommend to the parents that they drug up the kid, and they possibly they sort of threaten the parents almost. They suggest that they will drop the kid from the curriculum. They'll drop the kid out from the school, which of course that scares parents because they want their kids to go to school. And
they don't want to have to pay for a private school private school.
And so they sort of use leverage on these parents, and it's not good because in many cases the kids that are acting out in class are the more intelligent. They're just bored to tears by the system. And thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. The kids in many of these cases are very, very sharp. They're not challenged by the government school curriculum, this sort of dumbed down, one size fits all government school curriculum. And so they act out in class, and as a result, they're targeted for drugging. And I share his concerns on that one. And in regards to the RFID chips, we just got a new kitty cat from the Humane Society.
Yes, Radish.
No, his name's Ravage.
Ravage. Well, he doesn't look like a Ravage to me. He's red.
He hasn't tried to bite you yet.
Well, he actually tried to bite me twice.
Okay, then. But they offer this RFID chipping service. In fact, not only do they offer it, but it's mandatory. When you get your animal from the Humane Society, at least around here, you have to get them chipped. And I think it's a great idea when it comes to your animals. Because it's valuable. You know, you lose your cat, you lose your dog, they turn up at a shelter, they get scanned with the RFID scanner, and instantly they know who you are, they know where, you know, they know how to contact you to tell you to come get your dog.
The funny thing is I've taken Senior Grouchy Pants, my 22-pound white hot ball of feline fury, to the vet many times, and they've never offered me this chip
really?
Thing.
Really?
I've never even considered doing it. He used to be an outdoor cat. He's disappeared for a couple of days, and it really bothers me when he does. But now he's indoors because the last time he went out, managed to get himself bitten by something large.
Maybe the vet people that you're dealing with just aren't good salespeople. You know, they didn't take the opportunity to ask you about that.
I don't know.
Because it's a great product to sell to people. You know, you lose your cat, you lose your dog. If they turn up in a safe place, they'll get scanned and they'll know how to get in touch with you. That's valuable. That's a valuable service and a valuable product. When it comes to your kids, man, that's tough, because you don't want to lose your kids and all that, but at the same time, they can also identify themselves if they're up to a certain age.
Right, kids don't generally come up missing. Certainly far fewer kids come up missing than pets do.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, kids can identify themselves, people are going to work much harder to get them back to you, that kind of thing. I don't think there's a big problem with just kids just wandering away.
Yeah,
biggest problem with losing kids is your ex
stealing them.
Yeah.
I don't think that I would ever go through something like that. I would never want to put a young person in that situation where they would have to grow up and they'd have this chip installed in them. Maybe you could convince me to get around it by having some sort of chip that expires after like 5 years or something like that. Maybe you could.
Biodegradable chip. But
right.
How would you know?
How would you know they're telling the truth?
Right. I suppose if
Underwriters Laboratories certification.
Yeah, if other people had it and it had been around for a while.
Right. That way you could protect your kid from, you know, age 0 to 5 or something like that. And then after that, you know, there was no chance that the government's going to turn the technology against you or something. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Rob in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Rob. Hello, Rob.
How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call in and tell everybody that the Minneapolis bridge had collapsed.
Oh, my goodness. Is this breaking news?
Yeah, it's breaking news. I'm looking at it on television right now. But
sure is, yep. Bridge collapses over the Mississippi. Wow.
Yeah, but just the sheer size of it, I mean, it really doesn't look like it could have been an accident. I mean, there are so many big parts on the land on both sides, and then the whole bridge itself collapsed. And, you know, just looking at the wreckage, it looks like parts of it had been clean cut. And, you know, as they said on the...
Were people hurt? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says like 20 people hurt so far, but...
Well, if it was a terrorist act, it doesn't sound like a very effective one if you only killed 2 people.
Well, I guess it was rush hour traffic.
Of course,
I guess
if those
it was
two
like
people
full of cars, that's what they said.
Hmm. And, you know, I don't know how old... We're just gathering information on this, obviously. Don't know how old the bridge is, but we've certainly seen plenty of government construction projects going bad. You've got the story from, I think it was either earlier this year or last year, the Big Dig in Boston, which, of course, has been going on for 15 years, where they've been trying to rework some of the roads there in Boston. There was panels, these huge concrete ceiling tile panels that just fell off randomly and crushed a woman to death. So when it comes to government construction projects, beware. I mean, you've got to cross the bridges to get to where you need to go, but, man, I feel sorry for these people.
Exactly.
Thanks for bringing that up, Rob. Any thoughts? Any other thoughts?
I don't know, because it looked like it was actually a government like thing going on, the construction project was going on the bridge.
So they were working on it.
There was construction going on the bridge?
Yeah.
Mm. So they could have.
I can't
imagine for a second the government would have done it on purpose.
No, of course not.
That sounds ludicrous, but it does. It could be quite possible that they just messed something up.
Absolutely, and we've seen plenty of cases of that. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Do you remember? It was probably happened before you were born, but in Tampa Bay, the Skyway Bridge was struck by a boat and early one morning.
I heard about that.
And it was, you know, this is a huge bridge. Collapsed, and I think 20-something people died.
The bridge collapsed? Wow.
A huge barge freighter thing hit.
Oh, yeah, that's some serious momentum there.
It was foggy and clunk.
Oof.
Apparently the guy, the pilot, got in all kinds of trouble.
Well, in that case, then it's not really the government's fault.
No.
You build a bridge if something runs
every
into
every once
it,
in a while, you know, there's going to be these sorts of things happen.
Well, where we moved from in Sarasota, Florida, they were building a new bridge there, and just the construction screw-ups and the boondoggles were just incredible. They, you know, they didn't put the concrete in correctly, and the rebar wasn't in right, and it was kind of scary as it was being built. And we'll see if any more details come out on this bridge collapse. Of course, take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Prison email coming up.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient.
As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us, and those features include the bulletin board system. We got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Yeah, we just had a call from one of our listeners announcing some breaking news that I-35 West's bridge in the over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis has collapsed. According to WCCO, all four lanes of the Interstate 35 Mississippi River Bridge near University Avenue collapsed into the river and onto businesses underneath the highway. Whew, can you imagine that?
No.
I mean, talk about it being shocking enough to be on the bridge as it's collapsing. Imagine just being at work underneath the bridge and having concrete slam through the ceiling of your workplace.
Yeah, you would never, the bridge was there all the time, and you'd never think about it. There it is, just raining concrete on you. Huge concrete blocks falling from the sky.
As we speak, this just happened just after we started the show at about 7 o'clock Eastern Time. There are multiple cars in the river and a couple cars on fire. According to one witness, there was a school bus full of children on the bridge at the time.
Gosh.
Cars are still on the bridge. We're looking at 20 to 30 injuries, two people dead, tons of concrete has collapsed. Survivors are being carried up the riverbank. A tractor trailer is on fire. One person who was on the bridge at the time said, "I thought it was just construction going on. It was a free fall all the way to the ground. Thank God I was wearing my seatbelt. The only thing I hit was the steering wheel."
Gosh, can you imagine falling from a bridge suspended well above the Mississippi River, and the only damage you really receive is from the steering wheel. I would imagine that if one of these big chunks fell, that it would probably fall relatively straight, you know, straight down, and then it would displace a lot of water, so it would take a little while for it to sink. You know, it would it would slow on impact, and then you'd have the opportunity to get yourself out.
According to the same witness, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic at the time the bridge collapsed. Some cars are still precariously perched on the bridge. Sections of the bridge are mangled, pointing up in the air, and some in the river. They are saying that the I-beams do appear to have been sheared off. Not sure what that means. Not sure. They apparently they're saying they don't think it was terrorism related, but it's certainly a little bit too early to be sure about.
Yeah, sounds very scary.
Babinaw said he was heading northbound when he heard a huge rumbling and saw a huge cloud of white dust as the bridge collapsed. He had his seatbelt on and said if he hadn't, he would have gone through the windshield. He said, my truck got completely torn in half. He was on the bridge when he was on the bridge at the time. The bridge started shaking, and it went down fast. He said a school bus full of children was ahead of him. He got on the bus and helped the children, who he estimated to be 8 to 12 years old, off the bus and off the bridge. Witness Marilyn Franzen saw the bridge collapse.
It just shows me what great people people in general, but Americans are.
Yeah.
Look, this guy ran onto a bus as a bridge was collapsing all around him, and he went and saved other people's kids that he'd never met.
Sure. Incredible.
You know, it just shows me what good people we have and how little we really need these rescue folks. It's this guy that saved these kids, not some fireman. God bless the volunteer firefighters out there.
Sure. But it's just horrific, said one witness who saw the bridge collapse. She said she saw the school bus that managed to stop before going over the edge of the bridge that she said was carrying 20 to 30 children. Cars are crushed and mangled under the bridge. Also, street signs apparently managed to crush cars. People are being sent to the medical center. The bridge was opened in 1967. A maintenance project began about 9 months ago, repairing potholes and other concrete on the bridge. So they were just doing surface work on the bridge. There wasn't actually any structural workings going on at that time. So what caused this to happen? Was it simply the weight of the cars during rush hour causing an old bridge, a 40-year-old bridge, to collapse? Is that even possible? It's amazing. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Ian, are you suggesting that George Bush did Minneapolis Bridge?
I'm not suggesting anything. Our last caller maybe was making some allegations.
Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know.
That's a heck of a story to follow, but I have to make one little correction. You guys aren't actually the number one podcast or political podcast on the Internet. It's just on Podcast Alley.
That's correct.
Hold on. I think that I can make an argument on that.
We are number one, according to Podcast Awards, two years in a row.
Right. We have received the number one political podcast from Podcast Awards, the only organization that gives an award, 2 years running now. We are the number one on Podcast Alley. We are number two on
Dig.
But where is Penn and Teller? To a show that doesn't exist anymore, we come up in the top 10 on a regular basis of all podcasts on iTunes. Tell me
that's not true. I don't think that's true.
On a regular basis,
on iTunes.
We do. The numbers are there.
Okay, I'll disagree with Mark on that last one.
But yeah, I haven't seen
tell
that.
Me, tell me a political podcast that can claim better numbers, though.
Yeah, probably like Meet the Press or Democracy Now.
What
Democracy Now was in the contest last
year,
and we beat them handily.
Really? That's quite impressive.
Yeah, we beat them.
I was talking about Podcast Alley because, that's just one aggregator.
That's not Podcast Alley. That's
Podcast Awards. We're talking about podcastawards.com.
I didn't realize that was separate.
I have
it's totally separate.
I have their, I'm looking right now at their trophy that we took from Democracy Now!, Barack Obama and George Bush's podcast.
Superb. I'm happy to hear it, yeah.
There you go.
Secondly, I'd like to establish a hard and fast rule, and of course you guys get to decide on this, but I suggest that policemen who violate rights in the line of duty no longer be called policemen on your show, but rather pigs, because they don't deserve the title of policemen anymore.
It's inflammatory, and I wonder whether you're going to get people on your side. I have certainly come up and said it sometimes. There's definitely people out there that deserve the term. But if you just pop off with the term and don't really explain why it is that you're saying it, it can get people upset, and then they don't listen to you.
I don't think the police are bad, but I mean, if it's proven or if it seems pretty evident that they've violated someone's rights, that they've, busted into someone's house and supposedly broken their hand on the glass somehow, I think they might deserve the title, and I think it's appropriate to use it.
Well, I sympathize with both of you. I do on this one. And thank you for the call, Eric. I appreciate the attempt trying to bring us down there, but
I absolutely understand it. I mean, if some guy is using the badge to commit crimes, especially crimes against the people that he, has power over, it's one thing if he gets some drugs out of the little policeman's vault there and sells them to some friends of his. That's something, sort of understandable. People work around these things. They're gonna dip their hands in. But when you're talking about just being mean to the public who pays his paycheck, well, I can understand why he would get that title.
You know, going back to his first topic, trying to sort of denigrate our show in regards to where we're number one, that sort of thing.
Well, he was just being clear.
And I'll be even more clear. We're not the most popular podcast in the world. Nowhere even close.
Not the most listened to.
No way. The tech podcasts, the This Week in Tech, a lot of the comedy podcasts are far more popular than Free Talk Live. But in the realm of politics, we're clearly the standout show.
Right. We do say political. And he was, he was referencing Democracy Now.
Which, of course, is interesting because we're not political in the same way that other shows are political, which is why we're probably the number one political show. People don't know really what to categorize Free Talk Live as. And this is kind of an interesting discussion we've sort of had with Johnson off the air and on the bulletin board system recently. And that is that in the radio industry, Talkers Magazine, in the top 250, in the Talkers top 250, we've been named by Talkers. This is something else we can bring up to you, Eric. Mm-hmm. In Talkers Magazine, we are one of the top 250 talk shows in America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty amazing considering we've only been at this, syndicated for going on 3 years now.
Now, interestingly, Talkers Magazine does not rate any of the NPR shows in this particular top 250 of theirs. That's something that that they name themselves, and they do it on the commercial side. Talkers Magazine services commercial talk shows, not NPR, not government, funded, force-funded radio.
But Talkers Magazine categorizes Free Talk Live as a hot talk show. And I don't know if we really fit that category. We started on a hot talk radio station, and for those that don't know what a hot talk format is typically when you hear hot talk, you're hearing like Howard Stern or Bubba the Love Sponge or somebody, Opie and Anthony.
Boobs.
One of those shows. Yeah, boobs and naked people and pop culture.
A lot of laughing.
Britney Spears, that sort of thing. Sort of the morning zoo style shows. Those would qualify as hot talk shows. But at the same time, we're not political talk in the same way that Rush Limbaugh or Al Franken.
We don't drop names.
Talk. We don't drop names. We don't talk about the Republicans and Democrats. And it's just not the same thing. More on the way. How do you categorize Free Talk Live?
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct the posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people
that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away. And that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And if all goes as planned, we should have ourselves a brand new Shriner by the end of the week.
Really?
Yes. I'm bogarting it for a few days.
Yeah, that's your little system.
All right. Anyway, well, it's because it takes me a little bit of effort to actually get them up on the website.
God knows we wouldn't want you to expend any effort.
So, shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun amplifier line, and Puke in New Hampshire. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
What's on your mind?
You were talking about this bridge collapse thing that just happened, and
yeah,
that's rather fascinating. I have a little theory about how you're talking about how the I-beams sheared in two,
mm-hmm.
and from the photos I was looking at on the news websites, it looks like bridges have those expansion and contraction points for hot and cold weather,
mm-hmm.
and this is being in Minneapolis, possibly the rain got in between there over the years and rusted away some beams or something, and it just finally collapsed.
It could be. Somebody gave me a little bit of a clue. According to KSTP, there is a 2006 Department of Transportation report indicating weakness at the joints of the steel that held the concrete deck above the river. So apparently there was some weakness that had been reported. Didn't sound like they did anything about it. So they may have simply neglected that problem and put everyone at risk as a result.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is the government inspectors that are in charge of this inspecting probably didn't do a very good job and just fluffed it off, kind of
sure.
like the Katrina New Orleans levees, right?
Right, and just like in Katrina, no one will be held responsible.
Yep, and I'm sure they'll probably try and bring up the whole terrorism aspect as much as possible.
Well, they're already.
You know, we got to be in fear.
They're already sort of putting that down. They're not suggesting at all that it was terror. It's probably government incompetence. That's more likely what's going on.
So I just want to comment on that. And I also got a question. You were talking about hot talks. Something that's always been on my mind when it comes to these morning zoo programs is how do they determine how to hire the silly women that they have on these shows that just laugh at everything that the male host talks about or the callers call in?
Well, it's not necessarily women that
not every
laugh,
time, but they
track.
Listen to Bob and Tom. It's a system that works. He is indicating that they definitely there are There's a formula.
It's the sidekick's job to laugh. Whether the sidekick is a woman or a man, they laugh. Yes.
I guess I just notice the women sidekicks more because it's really annoying. I mean, it seems kind of demeaning to me that you just have this woman off on the side, and every now and then she just giggles.
Well, and, a sidekick's job really is to be demeaned. That's really what it's all about. We worked at a station, Ian and I, where they had this one guy they called Monkey Boy, and they would just treat him horribly, do terrible things to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just to have somebody laugh at.
To answer your question, I don't know how they determine who gets to work where. It may just simply be they were there at the right time, or I don't know how these shows get put together.
Often people will get hired simply by being very interactive with the show. These radio rats will sort of get hired as the sidekick, to be made fun of and go out and do things. And it's essentially how Todd, who did this show, became a co-host. When I was fired the first time, there was an open seat, and he was just the most available guy to be on the show, so he ended up there.
Yeah, but nobody was getting paid with our show, so it's not like there was any hiring decision.
There was a hiring decision in that you allowed him to be on the air,
right,
and he was still hired.
It was based on convenience, so maybe that's a major factor when it comes to
business. I would think it would.
I just find that style of show to be very unentertaining and annoying. It's just not my thing. I like to listen to somebody talk about something meaningful.
Thank you, Duke. I'm glad you appreciate that, because I feel the same way as you do. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. They're really interchangeable to me. Hot talk shows tend to be very, very similar. The personalities, you know, it's all very just kind of juvenile humor.
Mm-hmm.
They always have the days of the week that different things have to happen on certain days of the week, like
no
today's
Wednesday.
Or big breast flash your drive, like Tom Likas does Flash Your Driver Fridays or something like that, or Flashing Fridays.
Do your Tom Likas voice.
I don't know if I have a Tom Likas. Do I have a Tom Likas? I just
always
have the puke voice.
Yeah, well, that's the same
Tom
thing.
Tom Likas was a puker. He's one of the worst I've ever heard. You got to do the radio voice where they, I don't know how they do it. I don't even know how I do it, but I can do it.
You somehow constrict your vocal cords, and I don't know why that became a practice.
I don't know.
You've got to make that noise a lot, too.
Yeah. I don't know. So, hot talk. Are we a hot talk show? Not by the typical hot talk definitions. Do we sound hot talk in comparison to your typical droning, monolithic, sort of monotone, single host political show? Yeah, absolutely. We're far more fast paced. There's two people on this show. But we also don't cover the same topics that those guys do. Most of the political shows are a bunch of wannabe Rush Limbaughs, people that, whether they're female or male, they want to edge in on Rush Limbaugh's share of the talk radio business, and they figure they're going to do it best by being like Rush, except I'll call myself a libertarian, you know, or something like that, right? Or I'm the female version of Rush Limbaugh when it comes to Laura Ingraham. Or I'm Rush Limbaugh's little brother when it comes to Sean Hannity.
Right.
Or I'm the Democrat version of Rush Limbaugh when it comes to anybody on Air America. Of course,
I'm Rush Limbaugh who's bigoted, like, Michael
Savage.
Right. It's, they're working with something that's managed to work. There's a built-in audience. There's somebody. The Rush Limbaugh people have to listen to something when Rush Limbaugh's not on the air. Essentially, when you become a talk radio listener, that's what you want to listen to. I don't like listening to music radio. When I'm in the car with my wife, she gets irritated listening to talk radio and doesn't like doing it, so we have to listen to music radio. And, I can sing along with the soft AC, but it doesn't really do anything.
Do you have rules when it comes to in-car radio control? Is it the driver that's in control of the radio in your car, or is it just she's in control at all times because she's the wife?
The rule is that we can listen to talk until she becomes irritated, at which point we have to listen to music.
Julia cannot stand the static on the AM band. For some reason, it's like a knife in her ears, as she describes it. Static doesn't work. If the level of static rises above a certain very, very soft point, she is very irritated by it. And I say, Julia, you're just spoiled. You were raised on FM radio and CDs, and you don't appreciate static. Because when it comes to the world of talk radio, the rule is, the axiom is that if you've got compelling talk content, people will turn up the staticky AM station in order to try to hear you better.
Right, but on music FM, they'll just switch stations.
Sure, because who wants to hear static?
Find that same content anywhere.
Right, there's three other stations with that on.
You can find another rocker, you can find another soft AC,
sure.
You can find another country station.
So I don't really like being called hot talk, and I don't really like being called political. I feel like we're somewhere in between or somewhere else entirely. I sort of feel like Free Talk Live bridges the gap, you know, between the different formats. And some people will say, well, Free Talk Live, you guys need to have more hot talk topics, or Free Talk Live, you're not political enough, or whatever. You know, I really could care less what every individual thinks of the mix of topics that we do on this show. I do what interests me, and you call in with what you want to talk about, and so, of course, you can always direct the show whichever way you want.
You know, and I've got to say that that's how it's done. That's what Rush Limbaugh says. He says he only does a show that interests him. We saw him speak at the Radio Records Talk Radio seminar.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, yeah.
And I totally believe him. I mean, he is the program director of that show. No one can argue that he has done a great job. I've been sitting here in the co-pilot seat, essentially, watching you, and I've disagreed with some programming choices you've made in the past. I feel like you have largely made the right decisions, and so now I don't even question the things that you decide that you're going to bring up, and not, almost never. The most recent one that I did was interviews at Porkfest and Liberty Forum, that kind of thing. But I generally don't tell you how to do your job, because you've shown me, your biggest critic, that you can do a good job at it.
Well, and that's not really where I wanted to go with this.
I don't
trying to think of, like, what do you call Free Talk Live? Is Free Talk Live apolitical talk? Because I don't want politics to exist. I want it to disappear.
We talk about issues.
We talk about issues.
Issues, or ask me, I call it open lines, current events, issue-oriented talk.
Open lines, current events, issue-oriented talk. The industry is going to need something shorter. You've got hot talk. You've got news talk.
Yeah.
You've got now the new female talk, which is sort of that's sort of condescending, I think.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think they should be doing that. Not that they shouldn't be doing female-hosted shows, but I don't like how the industry's labeling it as female talk.
Right. We had we worked for a guy at an AM that I suggested we sort of run this anti-Rush, anti-news talk sort of format where we would have mostly you know,
women shows like Dr. Joy,
Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and then do some other female talk show hosts. And he called it, oh, I don't want to be called Dyke Radio. I mean, it's just,
well, he was drunk, Mark. Every day.
Could very well have been.
Yes. There was the Gator Club two doors down, and he would come back from the Gator Club three sheets to the wind after 2 o'clock in the afternoon every single day. 800-259-9231, whatever you want to call it, we call it Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?